We've gone full circle. We started in Bobby's garage when we first started recording down the street, and now, what, 4 years later, we're in another Everett garage. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
4 years ago, the Moondoggies were a garage band, literally, and they're still close to their automotive roots, but these days, with two well-received albums under their belts, the Moondoggies are a garage band by choice. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. There's no mistaking the Moondoggies' background. They're from Seattle, and they've got the beards and flannel shirts to prove it. But the band owes a lot more to the country rock sounds of bands like the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers than they do to the grunge sound the city's so closely associated with. And their second album, Tidelands, is being described as atmospheric and artful. Although the Moondoggies didn't officially become a band until 2005, most of the group's members grew up together, playing in punk bands in high school. But keyboardist Caleb Quick told FUV's Alisa Ali that his musical experience was a little different.
What about you, Caleb? Were you performing at an early age?
Yeah, in front of my church. So
oh, okay.
I'd say we grew up pretty differently.
Not doing punk songs there.
No. Well, in my own way, I suppose.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
Well, you're like
oh, yeah.
Punk.
Just really messing with the lyrics
on,
and stuff.
Oh, my God.
No,
are you joking?
No, I'm serious. But I was performing pretty young. I mean, you know, I grew up playing the piano, so it's like, you know, 4 or 5 times a year I'd get up and have to play recitals, and had one piano teacher that made us actually dress up in an outfit of whatever the song you were playing. So, for example, if you were playing Camptown Races at age 6, which I did, you had to dress up like a jockey, and I did. And then I showed up and none of the other kids dressed up.
Oh, man.
So, anyways.
I understand that, Kevin, you moved to Alaska, right, at some point? And that was a pretty significant point during Moondoggies' time, right? Or sort of maybe a pivotal time.
Yeah, I went up there. I lived in Bellingham. That's actually where Bellingham, Washington, Caleb and I got our start playing there. I went up to Alaska just kind of get out of Bellingham. I was kind of done with it. And it was more just dealing with the time I had on my hands and being productive, and I was, I think, very inspired up there and wanting to get better from what Caleb and I had done. So I kind of set up a little area up in the attic and set up the 4-track and just tried to write songs every day.
What were you and Caleb doing before you went to Alaska?
It was more, we were playing like coffee shops in Bellingham and just trying to kind of, I had moved up to Bellingham with the idea that I wanted to start kind of focusing on writing music. And so that was kind of the first step in Bellingham. And we started doing that, and it was just kind of piano, acoustic. And then it was kind of time to move on. And then when I came back down, we kind of met up in Seattle.
I don't expect you to understand what exactly is inside a man, but you were all resolve to flee into the ocean, but you're in my mind now, and I guess I'll blame the sun, 'cause all it's done is make me dream it, and when I dream, I dream, I dream about your red hair.
The Moondoggies, live with Empress of the North and It's a Shame, It's a Pity. The album is Tidelands, and Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. You can hear the whole session online anytime at WFUV.org.